Good morning.
All right, it's 101.1 The Wiz, and on the phone we've got Greg. I hope I said it. Is it Kading?
It is, thanks.
Retired Los Angeles Police Investigator. That's like the highest rank, right?
Yeah, I was a detective out here in Los Angeles and just retired after 25 years.
You are the detective who investigated the deaths of both Biggie and Tupac?
Yeah, initially I was assigned to investigate Biggie Smalls' murder, and then because of that investigation, we kind of morphed into the investigation into Tupac Shakur's murder.
They are connected.
They are definitely connected.
And you know who did this?
That's correct. We know who the shooters were, and we know who the co-conspirators were.
Well, tell us. Tell us about it.
Well, the shooting of Biggie Smalls out here in Los Angeles was solicited by Suge Knight. He hired a gang member named Wardell Faust, a Mob Piru gang member, to do the shooting. Acting as an intermediary between Suge and the shooter was Suge Knight's girlfriend, who accommodated the transfer of money and communications because, as you know, Suge was in jail at the time. So she was the go-between between the guy hiring and the guy getting hired.
Let me ask you this. Is it true that the guy who was hired was a police officer?
That's absolutely not true. That was a prevailing theory that's been effectively disproven.
Okay, wait a minute. Viola Wallace was suing the city of L.A. and everything. What?
There was a theory that was being promoted for years. And as a matter of fact, that theory was the impetus for Violetta Wallace's lawsuit against the city of Los Angeles. But through time, that theory was effectively disproven. There's no reason whatsoever for anybody to believe that theory to be true. And it's also the reason that her lawsuit was retracted. And now that we have the actual facts with a confessing co-conspirator, it just reinforces that all the more.
Wow, who confessed?
Suge Knight's girlfriend at the time, and also the mother of one of his children, she acted as the go-between between Suge and the shooter. And she is the one who confessed.
Why aren't they in jail?
Well, as of right now, in 2003, Wardell Faust was killed in Compton in an unrelated gang action. And now we've got a potential prosecution against Suge Knight based on the testimony of one of his own, you know, children's mother. His baby mama. And the district attorney out here in Los Angeles at this time is apprehensive about basing a prosecution of Suge based solely on the testimony of a co-conspirator. So it's not unsolved. It's unprosecuted.
Okay.
And the DA is evaluating whether he thinks he can win the case.
All right. So there it is. That's the case of Biggie. Biggie's death was by a gang member hired by Suge through his baby mama. Now,